Welcome back, Jorge. I'm Calm, professional female, and today we're turning our attention to Juan Bosch, one of the most consequential and intellectually compelling figures in modern Dominican history. Bosch is often remembered first as a politician, a defender of democratic government, the founder of influential political movements, and a president whose brief time in office became part of a much larger national struggle. But politics alone cannot explain his enduring importance. He was also an accomplished writer, essayist, teacher, and interpreter of Caribbean society. His fiction explored rural life, hardship, inequality, and human dignity, while his political writings examined power, institutions, class, and the difficult conditions under which democracy must survive. That combination makes Bosch especially worth studying. He did not approach public life only through speeches, campaigns, or government programs. He also used stories and historical analysis to illuminate how ordinary people experience forces larger than themselves. In his work, literature and politics frequently meet. A short story can reveal the social realities behind an abstract political debate, while an essay can clarify the structures shaping individual lives. Exploring Bosch also gives us a way to consider the wider history of the Dominican Republic and the Caribbean. His life crossed periods of authoritarian rule, exile, democratic hope, political conflict, and institutional change. Understanding those circumstances helps us avoid reducing him to either a heroic symbol or a defeated reformer. Instead, we can examine the ambitions, tensions, and limitations that defined his public project, as well as the reasons his ideas still appear in conversations about citizenship, social justice, civil society, and accountable government. As we begin, it may be useful to keep two versions of Bosch in view: the storyteller, attentive to the lives of vulnerable people, and the political thinker, asking how a fairer society could be built. Were these truly separate roles, or did each provide the language and insight needed for the other? That question opens the door to the central theme ahead. How did Juan Bosch's experience as a writer shape his vision of democracy, power, and the Dominican nation?